This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
In our efforts to make the Cleveland Cavaliers better, it is time for Trade Me. And if this is your first time listening to the bit, because it's our second time doing the bit, we're going to have Jake Murren bring to the table the things he's seeing on social media where you guys can influence Trade Me. Just hashtag Trade Me at Nick Wilson Says, at Jay Peterlin. Jake, what's your Twitter handle again?
At Jay Murren 3.
I knew it was something exotic. And send in your trades.
I guess that's exotic, JP.
Yeah, it's the three. It's,
yeah, well, you're an exotic human. We always say that about you.
Like,
I mean, Jonathan's is at Jay Peterlin. Mine just is at Jay Murren, but added number 3
on
the end.
If his was at Jay Peterlin 3, I'd be lost.
Yeah, we wouldn't know what to do with that.
That's where the exotic part comes in.
But send your trades in to make the Cavs better. We'll say whether we do think it makes the Cavs better or not. Where are we starting there, Hoss?
Go to Paris, and all of a sudden he
yeah.
It's a different Jake.
It's a spicy white now.
Spicy, spicy Jake.
Yeah.
Before he'd have been like, oh, thanks, Nick, for even saying my Twitter.
Yeah.
Now he's like, how dare you have the ability to even question my Twitter handle?
My name is Jake Murren, and you will get my Twitter handle right.
We just decided you're the only person on the show that doesn't have an ego, and now here
that
we are.
That is very true.
Now here we are. Big-time ego in this guy.
He's going to get out like some gloves and slap me in the face to challenge me to a duel.
We all know what the three really stands for, Jake.
What is it?
Amount of inches?
That's making the open.
I was playing your game. I was playing. When Jonathan says it.
I don't need the extra quarter inch. Jake.
We call you good old three for a reason.
Let's start Trade Me, guys, with a deal involving Darius Garland where the Cavs add size to their backcourt with Donovan Mitchell. It's a one-for-one trade with the Chicago Bulls for six-year vet Lonzo Ball. Do you guys like the idea of Lonzo Ball in Cleveland?
Wait, Lonzo for whom?
Darius Garland.
Darius Garland for Darius Lonzo Ball?
You're drunk.
Is this...
That's
the trade scenario. Are you still in Paris?
Is this from Reddit? Is that where you got this one?
Several of these are from Reddit, yes.
I gotta tell you.
Was it a Chicago Bulls Reddit?
Was it a Huffing Paint Reddit?
It was a Cavs Reddit.
What?
Yeah.
Was it Hody? Is Hody on Reddit? It feels like a Hody trade.
Is he a big Lonzo Ball guy?
I'm not gonna make the joke because we already made the 3 inches joke. Hate it. I actually think Lonzo's a guy that fits if you can get like I pitched last week Isaac Okoro for Lonzo.
Yeah, which is more the trade we're talking about here,
yeah.
Jake.
And even then, like, my concern is you're leaving a young player that could develop into that defensive dog that you need. But at least that, like, I think Lonzo has a lot of fit in what you do because he could be a secondary creator. He can just run the point just in general. He's a much better three-point shooter than people give him credit for, and he can guard 1-3. So I see the value, just not for Darius.
And we also then have to wonder about injuries and everything else. If we're going to trade Darius, I do want to get somebody that we don't have to worry as much about injuries. It's the NBA. It's a lot of guys you got to worry about injuries for, but I'd like somebody that was a little bit healthier.
Robert on Twitter said, French croissant in Paris and comparing it to Jake.
Robert.
216.
I'll shoot the messenger, guys.
So what else? What other trades do you have?
Yeah, we have a three-team trade here that sends Giannis to the Cavs, and the Wizards are also involved. So Washington gets DeAndre Hunter and Pat Connaughton, with the Bucks acquiring Evan Mobley, Isaac Okoro, Jalen Tyson, Marcus Smart, and two first-rounders. A steep price for Giannis. Would you guys do it?
This is a no for me, dog. I don't like Evan Mobley, DeAndre Hunter. Who else are you giving up? Isaac Okoro.
And Jalen Tyson. And two first rounders.
Well, that's the one. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
I'll trade Evan Mobley, DeAndre Hunter, and Isaac Okoro, but you bet your sweet Bitby I'm not trading Jalen Tyson with him as well.
How far does Donovan, Darius, and Giannis go?
I don't know. Because everybody else around them is going to have to be NBA.
Oh, you still have Jared Allen in this idea too, right?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine an offense with Jared Allen and Giannis together? Oh, my God. Le Brick.
A lot. It would kind of look like a lot like with the size, at least, what they tried to do with Kuzma and Giannis at the end of the season.
Yeah, you could also make the Giannis and Brooke Lopez. I hate it. I hate everything about it. Michael on Twitter saying maybe LaMelo if he doesn't do the 1 foot turnaround. But yeah, Lonzo for DG. Hell nah. I love watching LaMelo. I don't love watching LaMelo lose games. I felt good. I felt really good. That came from a place of love. What else we have there, Jake?
Yeah, here's a fan submission on X from Vinny. He has the Cavs trading Jarrett Allen to the Rockets for Jamari Smith Jr. and Tari Eason. Nick, you teased this trade earlier in the show. Why do you like this one so much?
So you turn Jarrett into two guys. One, I think Jabari Smith becomes your starting power forward, which allows you to play big with Hunter at the three. I still think Jabari has some room to grow as a shooter. I think he plays well with Evan at the center. And I think Tari Eason off the bench is a really, really nice forward that gives you more size. Like, you want to try and start finding and developing guys that can become your Neesmiths, your this guy, your Obi Toppin, like... I think this allows you to play a more wide open game, and I think it might just create more room for Evan to do his thing.
I like Tari Eason.
Not a big Jabari Smith Jr. guy or senior. Sorry,
not my favorite. I don't know. That one's tough for me.
Really? You know, I think Jabari his outside shooting helps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
He's also like 6'11", like legit 6'11", not NBA 6'11".
Yeah. No, I do think it would work for both sides, by the way, though. Like, a lot of these trades, you turn around and you're like, well, why would the Rockets do it? I could see why the Rockets would do it.
I'll see what's interesting is, I think my biggest concern is, I don't know if the Rockets would do it. Because I think it is a lot to give. I could see Jabari and, like a backup point guard making, like, $4 million for Jarrett. But those, I mean, I think Eason and Smith are a big, not a big part, but they are a considerable part of what they do.
I mean, Eason's per and win share are right in line with where you want to be, and just a swap just straight up between him and Jarrett.
So yes, I would do it.
Do you start Eason then? Is he your five?
No, I think Eason's more of like another DeAndre Hunter. Like that might be a slight undersell on Eason long term.
See, but depending who else the Rockets end up getting in this offseason, that might be something they actually do end up looking at. Like if they go big game hunting, I mean,
because then he can go Allen and Şengün together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but. And it also allows Şengün. Okay. It means Şengün doesn't have to feign defense. Can we say that?
You can say
feign
that.
Feign rim protection maybe is a better way.
All right. Next up, we have a chaotic four-team trade between the Cavs, Magic, Lakers, and Nets.
These are so hard to follow. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. Orlando gets Darius Garland. L.A. gets Jarrett Allen, and Corey Joseph heads to Brooklyn. The Cavs end up with Franz Wagner, Austin Reeves, and Shake Milton. A lot of moving pieces here.
You mean Shaq K. Milton?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that from last week.
The first thing here is that the rumor today was that the Lakers would not give up Austin Reeves unless it was someone of Giannis's caliber. So I don't think it hits that.
Their Tyler Hero?
They love Austin. At least they're giving us the impression that they love Austin Reeves.
I actually buy it because they had a high price on him last year and he only got better.
Now, you said Jarrett Allen was going to L.A.?
Yeah, Jarrett Allen's
out. I actually think Jarrett Allen with the Lakers is a perfect fit in many ways. I think it does a lot of the things that the Lakers were lacking last year, especially with size and everything. I actually love the idea of Jarrett Allen on the Lakers.
I would agree with you. I will say, so you trade Jarrett and Darius, and you get back Franz Wagner, Shake Milton, and Austin Reeves.
Only one of the Wagner twins, though. We got to break up the twins.
I'm okay with that. I don't want both Wagner twins because I don't want two diehard villains playing for my favorite team. Is there a part?
Very hateable.
Is
big time punchable face.
I mean, Franz, I guess, becomes either your power forward,
very good.
And then Hunter becomes whatever other spots open, and then Austin is your two. We are playing defense, yeah? Yeah. I don't know. I think I would veto that one. But I love the creativity. I will say, there are parts of that that makes a lot of sense. That's hard to do in a four-team trade.
I would take it. I think you get better with this.
Ooh. Well, a four-team
is very good.
We do have a five-team trade here. It's between the Cavs, Magic, Lakers, Mavericks, and Nets. For Cleveland, they end up trading Jarrett Allen to the Lakers, and they get PJ Washington from Dallas and Goga Bitadze from Orlando. Is this good compensation for trading a piece of the core four?
So I think this is more what you potentially could get for Jarrett, which is like a stretch big and then like a backup big. I am down on PJ. I think he's a bit of a throwback anyways. I've never bought into him as a three-point shooter. Oh, I just don't know. Goga's a nice backup center, by the way. You will need one of those if you move off of Jarrett Allen. It's just, it's turning... This feels like turning an all-star into two okay pieces.
Jake, you're doing a great job with the names today. I want to tell you that.
Yeah.
I didn't say Shaka.
You didn't say that?
It wasn't a perfect game. No one's suggesting that. This isn't. You're not Doc Ellis right now, but you're doing very good.
Yeah, but Goga Bitadze. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, another fan submission here on X for Trade Me has the Cavs making a trade with the Bucks, but not for Giannis. They actually send Jarrett Allen to Milwaukee for Kyle Kuzma. They add that is lets you play Evan Mobley at the five. Would you make this trade if you're Kobe Altman?
I like the idea that we want to get tougher, and so we trade for Kyle Kuzma. I think Kuzma, long running, has been one of the most overrated players in the NBA. I think everybody's thinking back to his rookie season where he surprised everybody as the 30th pick, and then or 28th pick, whatever it was, and then he became like, I think he scored like 15 points a game or something dumb like that as a rookie. I mean, he's more of a wing. But I don't think he has any more growth left developmentally, and I just really don't like his game.
I mean, really, all he does is score, and we don't need that. We have people that can score.
Yeah, if Kyle ever actually took on, like, a defensive identity, if he really ever really just bought into that, I still wouldn't like it. Sorry, I tried to talk myself into it, and I was like, nah, he's not.
We spent the 4 o'clock hour basically arguing that we can't get enough pieces and touches for Evan Mobley, so I'm certainly not going to bring Kuzma in the mix and take a bunch away.
And his dyed hair, that's weird.
But he did date a Kardashian.
That's true.
Don't ask me which one, because I don't remember that.
You just described a third of the NBA.
You're not wrong. I asked my wife the other day, because she put on the Kardashians. She still watches what is one of the number one shows on TV, by the way, because they're all very, very successful.
You are the Kardashian apologist.
They are very, very successful people. And I go, why do you think all these sports fans, they always hate the Kardashians? I told her, I gave my defending the Kardashians take, because Kris Jenner's created 4 different billionaires and how impressive that is. And she's like, they just dated the entire NBA and it got on a lot of people's nerves. And I'm like, I think you're right.
It was the curse of the Kardashian.
They dated a lot of people in the NBA and sports fans got bothered by that.
I mean, Kris Humphries' career over after that. Tristan stopped being an everyday player, you know, a starter after that.
We watched James Harden get fat.
Ben Simmons.
James soften, more likely.
Do we have to look out for Timothy Chalamet now?
God, I hope so.
He brings both of the Jenners courtside. Not in game one. That was Ben Stiller's territory, but the other games. I like Chalamet.
I'll say it 12 times. Bad Bob Dylan. I can't do it.
I like Chalamet. Oh, we're going to watch that movie this weekend.
I'm Danny Kardashian. Oh.
Was that your Bob Dylan, or was that your Chalamet doing Bob Dylan?
A little bit of both. Jake, wonderful stuff, buddy.
Wait, is the movie good?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but hopeful. A lot of my friends like it. That's Trade Me. Keep sending your trades. And Nick Wilson says, when in Paris in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.